The next patient is Mark Phillips. The last name is P H I L L I P S. First name, Mark. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male. This is a patient of Dr. Correa, C O R E A, that is referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney function. During the evaluation, we noticed that the patient in the latest laboratory workup there is evidence of increasing the estimated GFR from 50 to 70 mLs per liter that we think is related to hyperfiltration associated to hyperglycemia. The patient has not been diagnosed as a diabetic. For that reason, we are going to refer him to Dr. Correa in order to make the workup for diabetes, and even more when the abdominal ultrasound is showing that the patient has a fatty liver, period. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal range. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria. The microalbumin creatinine ratio hasn't been reported yet. Number two, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is associated to the nicotine abuse. He continued to have continued to use the nicotine products despite of the advice to stop. Even more when we know that this patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy. Number three, the patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy status post mitral valve replacement with a bioprosthetic valve. The patient has a permanent pacemaker, atrial fibrillation, period. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, anemia that continues to be present with the a tendency to for the hemoglobin to be around 13 grams per cent. Following number, hyperlipidemia under therapy. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We wrote a letter to Dr. Correa with the need for him to be evaluated soon. We spend 15 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 20 minutes, recommend in the documentation 8 minutes.